Hello, welcome to the Game Slate Podcast, episode 41. I'm Proteus.
I'm Assimilator.
And I'm Zelda Queen.
And we're here to discuss anime, video games, and other geeky things.
Our lots and lives.
Well, yes. At least our extracurricular activities.
Hey, you know, if we could, it'd be our lives.
Oh, that's true.
So, to start off with, one of the biggest games to have come out recently, and is being held as the best-selling real-time strategy game ever, StarCraft II.
Wings of Liberty.
Now, if you're a fan of the original StarCraft series, this is going to feel like an old homecoming. Basically, it plays the same as the original StarCraft. Same controls, same... The strategies are going to be a little different, but, I mean, you have the same units. You still start out...
Well, there's some new units, but...
There are some new units, but those are kind of introduced to you as in the missions. But the base gameplay is the same. It's kind of a pain in the butt. There's no formation set up. So you have to move... If you want, you know, a specific formation, you have to put them in their separate groups and actually move them in that order. And then you're kind of at the liberty of the pathfinding. So, for example, if you want your long-range tanks in the back with your Marines up front, you have to put the Marines in a separate group from the tanks. If you put them in the same group, there's a good chance that the tanks will bottleneck your Marines.
I was wondering why that kept happening. I was like, man, Warcraft 3, I could just kind of throw stuff at them and they'd automatically go in the right order. You know, knights in the front, archers in the back, and whatnot.
Yeah, it's not necessarily the case here. But it's pretty much a lot of the same. You still got your minerals and your Vespin gas, which you will never have enough of.
Ever.
But overall, it's still a really good game. I mean, I guess 1.5 million people can't be wrong.
I don't know, it depends on what comic you go to. Some people are just like, rawr, 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 Blizzard, rawr, 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 rip-off, rawr, rawr, rawr.
Well, okay, StarCraft is a basically rip-off of Games Workshop. I mean, the Terrans are the Space Marines, the Zerg are the... Tyranids, and I forgot what the race was that the Protoss are a direct ripoff of.
Tau.
The Tau, that's right.
Except kind of not, because the Tau were actually a newer, sort of like a younger race than the humans, basically. But they just progressed their technology very quickly.
Okay, but they still had, you know, didn't they still, weren't the Tau still really psychic and all that?
I can't remember. I don't think that the Tau really had psychers. I think it was mainly the Eldar.
I don't know. Still a... I never played.
A lot of StarCraft is still cribbed from 40K.
In the grim future, there's only war.
And a lot of painting.
Okay, I guess initial thoughts. I never really played the original StarCraft very much. I only remember playing it slightly on my uncle's computer because he was the only one who had a computer that could actually run the game at the time it came out. And my brother and I did some missions, and that was about it. Irish Pride eventually did buy it, but mostly all he did was do, you know, player versus player with friends online. And that's about it. He didn't really play any missions or anything. He only got the expansion, so now I'm really wondering, what did he do?
That's really what StarCraft was, though, was you could play with your friends online. It was one of the bigger tournament games for a long time. I mean, heck, in Korea, they have a channel dedicated to StarCraft tournaments.
Wait, a television station?
Two of them!
You can't see faces on the radio.
I am... He is aghast. Yeah, that's the word.
I can't say though, it's really pretty. It's a nice, prettier version of StarCraft, but I've only been playing co-op with my brother against the computer AI, because I am slow and not very great at this game yet. I cannot go fast enough, that's the thing. I feel like I have to go faster and faster and faster, and I get really jittery and I don't enjoy it so much, because I'm like, I have to build so fast, because if I don't, I'm going to get, you know, wiped out.
Yeah, one thing that's nice, you might have heard this before, but in single player, because that's what I've been spending all my time doing, the missions actually seem to matter. I mean, each mission has a good reason for why you're doing it. For example, in one, you are going to this planet that's been overtaken by infected Terrans and such. So basically, you got a bunch of Zergs there. And while you basically have to destroy all the buildings there. But at night, if you're still out, all the infected come out and just rush your people. So you have to turtle at night and then go out and attack during the day. So that kind of makes it a bit different than the base defense, build up a force, and send in an attack, because you have to play that a lot differently than, say, one of the other missions where you're trying to gather extra minerals in order to fund yourself. And the best minerals are located on this low ground. Well, you're on a volcanic planet where the lava is constantly raising and lowering, so you can only gather the stuff while the lava is low, otherwise it'll destroy your buildings and workers. And at the same time, you're having to fight off Zerg attacks, which is really cool to watch those poor little Zerglings roast in their own carapaces when they don't get up off the lower ground fast enough.
I cry no tears for them.
That, the night-day level, kind of made me think of Strathome in Warcraft 3, just because you're, like, killing all the people that are infected.
Yeah, a bit.
Except you don't have Arthas going crazy and questioning himself.
In their defense, when they first attack you, they did say, please kill me.
They didn't catch that part.
Yeah, the very first night, they actually say, please kill me.
You want to be infected, Sir Games?
Let's see. There's also the mission where they always give you a new unit for these missions, like they saw what I've played so far. And each unit is usually particularly suited to be helpful for that mission. For example, you have one where you're trying to rob a train. You're not sure which train you need to rob, so you just go after them all, and you have to destroy the Confederate trains as they're leaving. Well, because they're moving fast, you have to be able to shoot and move at the same time. So you get these diamondback things, which basically have these railguns on them that can fire while they're moving.
Or it could be like the battleship stage. I think you guys have gotten that far, but I've seen it. You basically you're looking for one of the plot points of the campaign.
Is it a MacGuffin?
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
A MacGuffin. It's a term for a, you know...
Everybody wants
plot, well, it's a plot device that everyone wants for some reason, but really can't, like, be used by anybody. So think, like, the ring in Lord of the Rings.
It's like, I guess, so, well, you're going to try to use it later, but...
or the Jade Falcon or whatever.
Okay, Maltese
Falcon. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, but in any case...
You're thinking Jade Scorpion.
Yeah.
You get... Okay. Can I tell my story now, please?
Maybe.
You get a battle...
Ow.
Okay, you get the battleship for the Terran, and there are basically these riptide generators that if they go into the area that they affect, they basically start getting crushed by the gravity. But your battleships can actually survive it, so you send them in to destroy them. They're really powerful, and they have Yamato cannons, which kind of makes me laugh a little bit. Because I think there's an anime or something.
Battleship Yamamoto.
Yeah. Not Yamamoto, but it's
Yamamoto. Battleship Yamamoto, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, that's an anime! I wonder if they know, or if it is that they know, and it's a tongue-in-cheek thing, because I won't put it past Blizzard at all.
It has to be tongue-in-cheek.
Like their Lost Viking game.
That's the, there is one mission, this was a hint given me by a buddy that's, that went through this mission, and then found out about this, went back and found that he couldn't get it. In the first mission where you get the Thor unit, go to the lower right of the map, and there's a little special unlock there, or a little bonus mission that you can unlock down there. But if you finish the mission, then go back and try and get it, you can't get it. So you have to do it on the first playthrough.
Okay.
Oh, wee!
Why have you got to put these weird things in, Blizzard?
I guess this is one thing. The achievement list is long. I don't know if any of you guys have taken a look at it more thoroughly, but it is long.
Not really.
It was long. I have nothing. Oh, and for those of you who are thinking about switching to StarCraft but haven't quite gotten it yet, you only have one account on it. Please make sure you pick the name that you want it to have forever and ever and ever, because you only get one shot at it. Hopefully, it's not a permanent thing. Hopefully, it'll change later. I don't even care if I have to pay for it, but yeah. Be careful when you're choosing your name.
You basically register to your battle.net account, and that's how it keeps track of stuff. And, okay, this is something I was worried about initially because I have installed my laptop so I can play it if I'm out and about. Say, for example, Care Bear went back to school. Her school's a good, what would you guys say, down south is 30, 40 miles from here?
Yeah, easily.
It's a good 40-minute drive. So instead of having to drive down there, drop her off, drive back, and then drive down there again, I would like to play StarCraft single player just on my computer. There is a play offline option if it can't detect your network.
Okay, that's good. That is good to know.
That was my thought.
Sometimes you just have to always have an internet connection. That would suck. Yeah, I haven't been playing much of the campaign. I've only been playing, like I said, the multiplayer with my bro. I've been watching him play the campaign. I think he's finished. But I have to ask him now.
He posted on the Facebook site he was finished.
Okay, then he's finished. And I'm just out of the loop.
You just only live with the guy?
Well, he probably did it at 2 o'clock in the morning, so I'm not exactly awake and conscious to, you know, say, oh, have you finished StarCraft 2 right now?
I've just been doing the campaign, but only a very little bit, just because of busyness at work and a lot of other things to do right now.
Like work?
Mostly work. 10-hour days. It's sometimes it feels a bit much, but not as bad as 12-hour days.
12-hour days are not fun. So, initial impressions. Are you liking StarCraft 2? Do you think it's the worst thing ever? Oh, what's your thoughts?
So far, I like it. I think they actually did a pretty good job making it overall. I like the little staging areas they have between missions. It's not like you're thrown directly from one mission to another. At first, it's the bar, and then it's the spaceship. I haven't made it further than that, but I know it does change again. We beat it at 11:23 on Thursday, PM.
Okay, you must have done it, like, right after I told him. A little bit earlier, good night. Your thoughts?
I've enjoyed it. It's very much the same. I never played the original StarCraft, but it seems very much in the same vein as other Blizzard RTSs, especially like Warcraft 3. You know, it's almost the same control scheme. But it's fun. It's still a fun game. It's, you know, an interesting plot that I'm playing through right now.
Apparently it even gained a level.
No, that means you completed the fight. Yeah, I mean, I've enjoyed the little bit I've played. I guess I just feel like some people are like to say, why did you never play the original one? I've never been much of a computer gamer because we could never afford a computer till I was almost in high school. I think it was in middle school when we finally got one. And you know your computer is bad. You can't even get free email because your modem's too slow.
14.4?
Something like that.
Ouch.
So yeah, I was always a console girl. But I've been enjoying it. Don't be having to co-share. I just play multiplayer on it, you can just play the campaign, and it's all good.
Well, I noticed that it saves the campaign file in your, like, the campaign save files in your, like, account, your, like, your Windows accounts, my documents area. So I had to start a new campaign after I moved over and was playing and logged in under my Windows account. Instead of yours. So theoretically, you could play on your Windows account the campaign.
Could
I? I think so.
Yeah, basically they'll track it by, well, Windows users. But also, that's where your screenshots are kept. Like in World of Warcraft, your screenshots are kept in the World of Warcraft installation folder under a screenshots folder. And StarCraft, they're kept in my documents under a StarCraft folder. StarCraft in the documents, in this case we're talking Windows 7, documents library. StarCraft 2 accounts, and then there's just a random account name there. I don't know how to get it. And then in there, if you started taking screenshots, there'll be a screenshot folder.
Okay.
On my laptop, I haven't actually started playing yet, so that stuff's not there, but that's where it will be.
Okay. I guess we'll have to check it out. So would you recommend this game?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's a good game.
I definitely recommend it, and we'll eventually actually have a written-up review on the site, which we'll also post a link to that from our Facebook site.
Look, we actually do have fans.
We have 16 people that like this.
And not all of them are us, so that's a good thing.
Well, I'm not 8 people, so...
And I'm not 8 people.
The amazing part is that there's some of these people actually don't know who they are. But anywho.
In any case. Hooray!
We can segue to that. I mean, we are on Facebook, and feel free to friend us as the game slave.
Yep. And what else is going on? Looks like despite having the looming death of Diablo 3 coming up on itself, Torchlight 2 has actually been dated for spring 2011. Looks like they're trying to get out there just a little bit ahead of Blizzard.
I need to start playing again. I kind of got sad because my laptop got stolen, and so I lost my save file.
No, you didn't get terribly far.
I know I didn't get terribly far yet, but it's just the principle. It makes me sad. He having to start over, especially when it's not my own fault. It's like I was having the thought today that I kind of feel like playing Animal Crossing for my DS. But I haven't played in like 3 or 4 years.
You are so going to be yelled at about the state of your house.
I'm so yelled at the state of the town. I'm like,
everyone's going to be covered with boils, and there will be, you know, like, leeches as large as a man.
You just might want to start from scratch.
Yeah, I was like, I think I probably want to just delete and start over if I decide to do this. Because it's one of those games that if you don't come back to it for a little while, it keeps going without you.
When you left, Nook took over. It's crazy, man!
But Torchlight, it looks so much like a WoW shot there, too. Considering part of the development team is the work of Blizzard.
Yeah, looks like they're going to have multiplayer now, so you can play over LAN or internet with free matchmaking and peer-to-peer service.
We can play together!
Customizable characters, mod ability.
I guess we're the, I don't know if we're an odd couple or not, we play games together.
That actually probably just works really well for you guys, actually, overall.
Yeah, you know, you have to buy 2 of everything sometimes, especially if you play computer games, which is kind of sucky.
I'm sure the industry absolutely hates you for that one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they need to sell, like, couples packs. You know, like, 10% off or something, the price of 2 games.
Yeah, that would be appreciated. Some sort of bonus.
So, like, $100 instead of 120.
Or you could be, like, one of my brother's friends who him and his significant other play together, but they actually double box. I think both of them, like, double or triple box.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, so they between the two of them, they have 4 to 6 accounts?
Yeah, so they are their own party.
It's wrong in a lot of ways.
I understand why they wanted to do it, because sometimes you don't want to have to deal with the general public in WoW, but part of that game is the social aspect of it, and if you take out the social part...
They're being social, but only with each other.
Really, just might as well, you know, buy like Final Fantasy or something, and, you know...
We can't play it together that way. It doesn't work. It does not work.
Alright, so...
The Torchlight 2! Gotta have something good!
Moving on! Speaking of other games that are coming out that I haven't really played, The Sims has a new version coming out.
Oh yeah, the Medieval!
So now you can take your Sim and torture them in the Dark Ages.
Whee! I can build castles.
Of course, I get the feeling it'll be the romanticized medieval times.
I'm going to invest heavily in thumbscrews.
Their stock can only go up, right? It's the Inquisition.
Set for life.
We haven't really heard much about Sims Medieval, just the fact that it's coming someday.
Even I heard about it, and I haven't checked out. I always feel so out of the game. We can't keep up. I try. But I'm not as young as I used to be, and I don't have as much time.
Yeah, actually having real lives, and it's hard to actually keep up on all the new stuff. But we try, for your sake.
Well, we are gamers. Until we abandon, you know, the habit, we're going to keep on going.
Let's see, what else is going on? So, like, Google made another big purchase of buying Sly for $187 million. Those of you who are unfamiliar with Slide, they make the Super Poke series, such as Super Poke Pets and, I don't know, Super Poke Hug, probably. It's typically games that are along the same stuff as...
Oh, the Super Pokes! Okay! I'm sorry, it is now the light has come on. I never use that stuff on Facebook, so that's why all of a sudden I'm like... Do, do, do. Aha, ding.
So So this goes along with their purchase of Zynga?
I would say Zynga.
Zynga for $100 million, and they're the people that make the Ville series, like Farmville, Yoville, Gangville, Villeville.
Frontierville.
Is there Frontierville now?
Yeah, there is.
I was playing Farmville. It's like the Facebook cheap equivalent of Harvest Moon, but after you start having to ask everybody to help you build things, and I accidentally deleted my stable, I was like, can't be bothered anymore.
So, this just kind of gives prudence that Google Games is going to come someday. But then here's the question. Is there going to be anything on it we want to play?
There will be something cheap and cute, and you'll start playing, and before you know it, you've wasted 5 hours, and you should have ate dinner like 3 hours ago.
That's probably true.
I guess they're going to take on the monolith that is PopCap.
Yes, my 159 hours of Plants vs. Zombies can attest to that.
Who would have thought you could make such a valid business model out of making games that only take about 5 minutes to play?
Well, it doesn't take 5 minutes to play a level. I have done that before, testing my time. I'm like, I'll only do a level.
It take like
45 minutes later, I've done like three, and I'm like, oh, darn it! You get on a roll sometimes. I've been changing my strategy slightly, and I'll be quiet now. I guess the only thing I can say about Plants vs. Zombies is PopCap, if you go to their website, has released a Game of the Year edition of Plants vs. Zombies, which you can only get through there, which kind of makes me sad since I have it through Steam. But there's like 20 more achievements than the original game, and you also get the zombie avatar creator with the game, and whatever zombie avatar you create, you can actually plop them into the game. I think it comes out with the normal zombies. So you can have your own zombie creation to destroy. But there's nothing else. There's nothing expanded on the game other than that, which kind of makes me sad. I'm waiting for the expansion. Where's the expansion? You're releasing it on every other application that's available. It's coming out to Xbox Live. You can get it on your iPod Touch or iPhone.
No?
But there's no expansion yet.
What will they do for an expansion, though? I mean,
new plants, different zombies, more levels.
Okay. I'm trying to think of what it would be named. Maybe Plants vs. Zombies vs. Rodents?
No, we don't need that. You can just call it Plants vs. Zombies 2, and I would be fine with that.
Technically, that's a sequel, then.
Expansion, sequel, whatever. Just more.
Plants vs. Pirates.
Zombie Pirates. Well, we'll see. They could be making something, you just haven't announced it yet. I hope.
And then PopCap, they would make another game, probably.
Well, as a game company, they better make another game, otherwise they fail.
Well, I mean, they would make another Plants vs. Zombies type game, because they make sequels to everything.
True.
Because there's Piggle and Piggle Knights.
They made a sequel to Insane Aquarium. It's a game where you feed fish and, you know, collect coins out of their butts.
I know that game. I've played it.
I think
it's fun, isn't it? Then you get like, aliens coming in and you have to shoot them.
Well, let's look at it this way. Bejeweled.
Yeah, there's, like,
three or four versions of Bejeweled.
You know, the ultimate casual game is Tetris.
Yeah.
That was the only game my uncle would play. He had a brick, you know, old gray brick Game Boy.
See, he's the market. Even before, you know, Nintendo was tapping this market, he bought a Game Boy to play Tetris.
That was the only game. I think he bought one other game, which was called something like Boxley or something. You had to move boxes around, like, little weird warehouse.
He bought puzzle games. He's, you know, he actually
never bought... He played it, like, twice, and I was like, oh, yeah, done with this. Tetris.
See? He's a person. He would never, ever think of buying a game. He has Tetris. Am I the only one who owns Tetris out of this group, though?
Yes.
I probably still have my Game Boy version of it.
I did buy Meteos for my DS, though.
I guess it's close, but not quite. It's not Tetris.
But it's Meteos.
You can buy a Tetris DS. It's fun. Especially when you do, like, dual screen against somebody.
Anyhow. Moving away from Tetris onto... Stuff that's vital to Civilization is Civilization 5. Apparently it is planned to come out on September 21st.
Whoa!
And they have released the requirements for it, and I'm just going to read the recommended requirements because that's really what you should have. If you have Windows XP, get up with the times, and because they want to at least Windows Vista Service Pack 2 or Windows 7 on your computer. They also want you to have a 1.8 gigahertz quad-core processor, 4 gigs of RAM, 8 gigs of hard drive space, DVD-ROM, obviously, 512 megabyte graphics card, DirectX 9.0, for sound, you need to have a DirectX 9.0 compatible sound card, and DirectX version 11 is what they're asking for, recommended. So no 32-bit processors for this, for you if you want to meet the recommended specs. You gotta have that 64-bit, otherwise you're not gonna hit that, 4 gigs.
That's a lot of, I know our computer now has 8 gigs, but I just, computers have terabytes now.
Not of memory.
No, I know, but just hard drive disk space.
Yeah, this thing meets the minimum, meets the recommended at least, the laptop does.
Oh, then I'm pretty sure our desktop.
Well, it's not that old. It's a month old.
I know. I just feel like I've had that horrible desktop for so long that
I'm
just kind of hobbling along.
But yeah. I'm looking forward to Civ 5. Though I only keep playing vanilla Civ 4. I mean, I have all the expansions. I bought it on Steam's like Uber sale during Christmas. I just like city building, and I like pumping out culture. I like engulfing other cities through culture.
So we go on hexes now, eh?
Yes.
Looks like it.
Hexagonials. It looks really pretty.
I hope that they make combat make a little bit more sense. Because Civ 4, I think it felt like it was very unintuitive to try and conquer someone. Just like it seemed like you could have like be like a tech tier or two higher than somebody and still get just like beaten down trying to take one of their cities.
Well, there's all that defense stuff, and certain units are stronger against other units. It's the rock, paper, scissors
thing. Spearmen!
Yes, yes, I know. We'll see what happens. I just built defense. As long as I wasn't near what, Montezuma?
Montezuma has to die every time they go versus him. It's just like, okay, that's it, you're out.
Revenge!
Anybody ever watch Robot Chicken?
No.
Then you won't get that.
Anybody who watched Ru's Robot Chicken will get that joke.
I feel very left out.
Basically,
No, you can't explain it to us now.
Okay. I'll tell you later. I don't have much after that, to be honest.
We have talked about all I've played. We're waiting for my Gamefly game to come. It takes a whole week. It makes me sad. And all the games I really want to play are not available.
It does take a while to get games through Gamefly, it seems like. Like, they don't order enough of the new games.
Please, Gamefly! I know you're probably not listening, but I guess I have to say, can you buy a few more copies of some of the more oddball games instead of it having, like, what is it, low availability? I forget, their system's kind of backwards. It's low availability if something's really hard to get, high availability if it's easy to get.
Rather than, like, high weight and low weight.
Yeah. I keep thinking of our other service, and it confuses me.
Yeah.
Please, I want to try some of these odd DS games that I have, and not have to go looking to buy them. But I might just go buy them. Like, $20? Maybe for a couple $20 games.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I'll have more time to play some games and actually be able to talk about something a little more. I did play a little bit more of Fable 2. Very little bit more.
Oh, yeah, Fable. So, Fable 3 was supposed to have some Kinect features in it originally, but apparently, because they haven't managed to get all the kinks worked out, they don't think it'll be ready to ship with the Kinect system, so it's going to actually be a while after Kinect launches that you'll be able to have any Kinect features in Fable 3.
Remind me what Kinect is again?
Kinect is that,
It's Microsoft's, like...
Motion solution?
Oh, I thought that was Natal.
They named it, they changed the name from Natal to Kinect. K-I-N-E-C-T. Microsoft also can't spell.
What is an Xbox?
That's it, I'm out.
I just don't know what's the X stand for. Extreme?
I'm going to go with
expensive. Exterminator?
Maybe they had a... How many spaces does a dartboard have on it?
Dartboard?
Yeah, I mean, they just put a letter on the, a bunch of letters on a dartboard and landed on an X.
Well, there's 20 wedges times 1, 2, 3, 4. So 81.
I don't know.
In a traditional pub dartboard.
I need to get a little dartboard. I have one of those fake dartboards that has, you know, the plastic.
The ones that have like little teeth sticking out.
Yeah, no,
that just kind of wedges into.
No, it's even worse than that. It's one that has little hole, that has basically a bunch of little holes in it that you have to hope that the dart hits just right and falls into the hole. I'll have to show you what it looks like.
Oh, that sounds like a terrible dart game. I'd rather just play the one that's on the WarioWare for the Wii.
It's a really cheap dart board. I need to someday just pull it out and put a cork board, but it does have little electronics in it, so it keeps track of the score for you.
That's convenient.
Anywho, so, I think that's all we have for this week.
Yep. Check us out on Facebook, email us.
GameSlate.com.
Yep. And
check
we will...
Check out our website, posting reviews, go us!
We're back, baby!
Yep, we've... I think the revamp of the website's basically done. For the main part of it, I'm going to, you know, try and add some little features. I'm going to try and get some forums up. That way, if anybody wants to just chat about stuff randomly or anything they want, they'll have an area where they can feel free to.
Hooray!
So, enjoy your games. See you in a fortnight. Game on!
Game on!
Game on!